106.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time, it's 8 o'clock.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin here in New York City, where former President Trump has just made a surprise campaign stop.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
He greeted construction workers on a Midtown street and spoke about today's hearing in Washington.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
The high court hears arguments this morning on Mr. Trump's claim the Constitution makes him immune from criminal charges for anything he did while he was in office. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court has to decide, first, is there absolute immunity? Second, if there is, for what type of acts? If those are official presidential acts, what does that mean? And finally, which of Trump's acts would fall within that category?
Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows, among 18 people indicted in Arizona for an alleged fake elector scheme in 2020, State Attorney General Chris Mays.
I will not allow American democracy to be undermined.
The indictment named several Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring Mr. Trump won Arizona. More arrests at college campuses across the country. LAPD officers in riot gear arrested 93 pro-Palestinian protesters at USC last night. A student group says 108 demonstrators were arrested at Emerson College in Boston. Hamas has released a disturbing new video of Israeli-American hostage Hersh Goldberg Polan with his hand amputated, an injury he sustained during the October 7th attack. There were fears he was dead. His father, John.
We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
Protesters gathered outside Benjamin Netanyahu's home last night, demanding a deal to bring the hostages home. The FCC is expected to vote today to reinstate net neutrality rules. Tech contributor Ian Scher.
Internet access advocates are hoping that eventually this issue will no longer be one of regulation, and the Federal Communications Commission essentially voting on this, depending on which party is in power.
They've lowered the drinking problem age overseas. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The WHO study found a third of 11-year-olds and more than half of 13-year-olds in England say they've drunk alcohol. Girls were found to be more likely than boys to be getting drunk by the age of 15.
S&P futures are down 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get ready for a ride like never before. Welcome to Dutch's Used Cars in Mount Sterling, where your dream car is waiting just for you. Find plenty of trucks, SUVs, and other vehicles for your taste and budget that are carefully inspected to make sure you drive away with confidence. And if you think buying a car has to be a terrible experience, you've obviously never done business with Dutch's. Stop in today. Dutch's Used Cars at the corner of the Bypass and Grassy Lick Road, Mount Sterling. Online at dutchesauto.com.
In need of new furniture, appliances, or bedding? Then shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass, where you'll find sofas, love seats, recliners, and lift chairs by Southern Motion and Best Home Furnishings, Von Bassett Bedrooms, American Bedding, and Dutch Craft Mattress Sets. Vinson & Sons has a large selection of Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Speed Queen appliances. Shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass for quality home furnishings built to last.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. One person is seriously injured after a crash last night in Jessamine County. The Jessamine County Sheriff says it happened around 7 p.m. near Union Mill Road. It was a single vehicle crash and took nearly an hour to remove the person from the vehicle. The injured was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. No further details are available at this time. The Madison County Sheriff's Office is investigating three deaths. According to officials, they responded to a residence on Elmwood Drive yesterday to assist Madison County EMS. When arriving on the scene, Ben Masters was found dead at the residence, and 47-year-old Sherry Hammermill and 39-year-old Yvonne Hammermill were transported to Baptist Health in Richmond, where they were pronounced dead. The autopsy and toxicology reports are pending. This is an ongoing investigation. A Lexington mother is charged with the attempted murder of her 7-month-old child. 20-year-old Aaliyah Walter said she placed a pillow over the child to impede its airways. The report goes on to say when the child began to cry, she attempted to snap the child's neck by turning the head quickly and pulling on the child's arm. Walters told police she was intentionally trying to kill the child. She is booked in the Fayette County Detention Center, charged with first-degree criminal abuse of a child under age 12. A federal judge has upheld a $360,000 judgment against former Round County clerk Kim Davis. A jury ruled last year Davis had to pay a couple and their attorneys for refusing to issue a marriage license to the couple in 2015. Davis later asked the judge to set aside the verdict. However, the judge has upheld the jury's decision, saying the plaintiffs demonstrated clear evidence of emotional harm caused by her actions. Her attorneys say they will appeal, and they want the U.S. Supreme Court to eventually consider the case. And a longtime Kentucky lawmaker has died. Charles Seiler represented the 82nd District of Whitley and Laurel counties in the State House for more than 20 years, until leaving Frankfort in 2011. He was 94 years old. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
Are you in need of a dentist? Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you take care of your dental needs. From regular teeth cleaning to many options for whiter teeth, they can help you get your smile back. Call the office to schedule an appointment at 859-498-1347. That's 859-498-1347. Or stop by Dr. Henry's office, located at 541 Willen Way, right here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you get started on that smile you deserve.
I remember my father saying that insurance is just as good as your agent. Over the past 175 years, our agency has been the go-to agent in Mount Sterling for peace of mind and an agent who will be there when fire strikes or the wind blows a tree right through your front door. Hoffman Robertson has a strong lineup of carriers, including Auto Owners Insurance. Get peace of mind for your premium dollars. Call us today at 498-3410.
In other news, individuals from Prevent Child Abuse Kentucky hosted the Child Abuse Prevention Month Summit yesterday in Frankfort. Social workers, mental health workers, and court-appointed special advocates were in attendance. The summit focused on topics such as parenthood, electronic crimes against children, and corporal punishment. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman funded the summit and was in attendance. He says as technology and society evolves, it is important prevention advocates stay up to date. This marked the first summit of its kind, and leaders hope there will be more in the future. A social media storm from people in Georgetown is dying down after an online article had some worried about eminent domain. The Georgetown-Scott County Regional Airport was rumored to be procuring property to expand its runway. A local resident feared that the runway expansion would overtake his farm and took to social media. The two sides decided to meet and address the public to uncover the real intentions behind the proposed expansion. Both sides cleared the air in a regularly scheduled board meeting yesterday morning. Those involved do not believe the article had any malicious intent. Any expansion would not use eminent domain, according to officials. And a new consumer report shows some fresh, frozen, and canned non-organic fruits and vegetables could contain concerning levels of pesticides. The report released revealed that some of the highest levels of pesticides were found in produce imported into the U.S. It found the majority of highly contaminated imports were typically frozen strawberries. Imported and domestic green beans also tested high for pesticides, even samples labeled as organic. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency agency has an extensive review process for all pesticides to ensure they are safe for human consumption. The Food and Drug Administration is responsible for monitoring and enforcing the EPA's tolerances for pesticides in food, including imported goods. That's been another look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
This is Tracy Carroll at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange. Gold prices have hit all-time highs, and there's no better time to sell your scrap gold and coins than now. We buy broken jewelry, used jewelry, and coins. Come turn those items into cash today. We also buy silver jewelry, silver coins, and old silver money as well. So come see me today at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange, located at 211 Young Lane, Suite 1 in Mount Sterling, directly behind Hardee's, and let us put cash in your hand today.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Time now for a look at sports. Mark Fox, who has 18 years of collegiate head coaching experience, has joined the Kentucky men's basketball staff as an associate coach, announced yesterday. Fox recently served as the director of student athlete relations and NIL partnerships at Georgetown University in 2023-24. Prior to that stint, he was head coach at Nevada, Georgia, and California. Fox and Pope reunite in Lexington after Fox hired Pope for his first collegiate basketball position. Pope served as the director of basketball operations at Georgia in 2009-2010. Coincidentally, Fox's first season with the Bulldogs. In his most recent head coaching stint, Fox led the California program for four seasons. Leading up to his tenure with the Bears, he compiled a 123-43 record in his five seasons at Nevada and a 163-133 mark at Georgia. Another talented player apparently wants out of Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson, a three-time Pro Bowl defensive end, has requested a trade on the eve of the start of the 2024 NFL draft, according to ESPN. He joins wideout T. Higgins as Bengals players who have requested a trade in the offseason. Like Higgins, money is reportedly the reason why he is asking to be traded. Hendrickson, who is slated to make $15 million this season, is looking for more long-term security than the Bengals have been willing to offer. The Bengals' possible reluctance to offer Hendrickson more security may be tied to the fact the team spent last year's first-round pick on fellow defensive end Miles Murphy. Turning now to a look at high school baseball, George Rogers Clark over Lexington Catholic 5-1, and it was Scott County over Frederick Douglass 11-1 in eight innings. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball last night, Bracken County over George Rogers Clark 6-1. Estill over Lee County 15-4 in six innings. McGoffin beats Elliott 9-8. And it was Montgomery County, a big winner over Bourbon County 19-1 in four innings. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. And it is a brisk morning out there, but it will warm up. Under a mostly sunny sky, high temperatures will be in the low 60s this afternoon. Little bit below normal, but you're standing in the sun out of the wind, not too bad. For tonight, a fair sky, not as cold, upper 40s. Then partly to mostly cloudy, scattered thundershowers tomorrow afternoon. We're in the low 70s.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
My great-great-grandfather opened the first Hinton store in 1918, and our family opened our first feed mill in the mid-1950s. We now have six locations and a wide range of products, including feed, seed, fertilizer, crop protection, animal health products, fencing materials, and pet food. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. I'm Addie Hinton. Stop in and see for yourself. Hit Mill, serving farmers since 1918.
Convenience, service, and performance. Three words that say it all about the Murphy Realty Group. Their offices on North Maysville Road are convenient with plenty of parking, and you'll feel welcome from the moment you walk through the doors. You'll get an answer from Brenda and the staff 24/7 when you need help with your real estate needs. Experience does matter, and they say thanks to those who have trusted that experience to make the Murphy Realty Group the number one real estate agency in the Gateway area. Know them, trust them, and call them at the Murphy Realty Group.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Ronnie Ray Cottle, 60, of Clearfield, passed away Monday at his home. Survived by a son, Joshua Cottle, longtime companion Candy Markham, two brothers, Donnie and Elwood Cottle Jr., sister Connie Bowles, and a host of grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. A celebration of life, 1 p.m. today at the Northcutt & Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services at the funeral home. The Northcutt & Son Home for funerals caring for a range for Ronnie Ray Cottle. Robert Bobby Carroll, 68, of Olliveville, passed away Sunday at his home. He was an electrician and technician for over 35 years, member of the Apostolic Tabernacle in Elliottville. Survived by his wife of 52 years, Bonnie Carroll, daughters Loretta Carroll and Stacy Campbell, one granddaughter, Alyssa Stewart, several great-grandchildren, along with three sisters and an aunt. Funeral services 11 a.m. Friday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Junior OUAM Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Caring for arrangements for Robert Bobby Carroll. Ethel Dolly, Fugit Foreman, 86, of Moorhead, the widow of Douglas Foreman, passed away Tuesday at her residence after an extended illness. Survived by a son, Dougie Foreman, grandson, Sean Foreman, sister, Alita Butcher, other extended family and friends. Services 11 a.m. Saturday at the Northcutt & Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Forest Lawn Memorial Gardens. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Friday evening at the funeral home. The Northcutt & Son Home for funerals caring for arrangements for Ethel Dolly Fugit Foreman. And Christopher Chucky Lankford, 52, of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital in Lexington. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Moores Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins, and friends. A memorial service will be held this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Moores Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lick. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of services. The Henson and Rich Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Lankford. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices. A final look at news is next.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let Carrier and Comfort Air provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance. Comfort Air Heating and Cooling in Mount Sterling. Call 859-203-4899 or comfortairky.com.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
The annual tree seedling giveaway, sponsored by the Montgomery County Conservation District, will take place tomorrow from 9 to 4 at 504 Willen Way. Persimmon, eastern redbud, pin oak, and white pine trees will be available. There will be limits on the number of trees per household offered on a first-come, first-served basis. Main Street Clean Sweep will take place in Mount Sterling starting at 8 a.m. at the downtown Main Street Park. There will be an Earth Day celebration at the Gateway Regional Arts Center this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Moorhead State University Gala will take place this Saturday at the Adrian Doran University Center. This is a fundraising event for the MSU Foundation. Tickets and more information available by searching the Moorhead State Gala online or on Facebook. And that's been a look at some of the news this 25th day of April, 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
In times of loss of a loved one, no one wants to make tough decisions. Pre-planning of funeral services can help. It could be one of the best things you could do for your family. They're here to help in any way possible when you need them. Cremation service, complete traditional funeral service, and monuments. Tall Funeral Home, here to treat your family as they would want to be treated. Tall Funeral Home, Mount Sterling in Frenchburg, online at tallfuneralhome.com or 498-2400.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
With your Ag Edge weather, here's Joshua Clausen.
Most of the state will see plenty of sunshine again today, but areas to the west will begin to see some clouds building. This is ahead of an increasingly unstable warm sector that will drive weekend temperatures well into the 80s. Today's high will be in the upper 60s to low 70s, while overnight lows dip into the 40s and 50s. Some areas may see rain chances early Friday morning.
Your Ag Edge weather will return in a moment.
Does your pole barn need a makeover? Look no further than FBI Buildings. From now until June 1st, you can upgrade your pole barn roof at a discounted price. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Call 800-552-2981 to secure your spot in FBI's Spring Re-Roof Special. Discount pricing ends June 1st, so call now. 800-552-2981. That's 800-552-2981.
Did you know that our Kentucky state parks attract nearly 6.7 million visitors annually? The park system has 44 state parks, including 17 resort parks, 19 recreational parks, 8 historic sites, 1 rail trail, 1 state scenic trail, 13 amazing golf courses, 34 pools and beaches, 15 marinas, and 30 campgrounds. When's the last time you visited one of Kentucky's state parks? Or maybe you never have. This year, Kentucky State Parks is celebrating its 100th anniversary, marking a century of providing natural beauty, outdoor recreation, and hospitality to visitors near and far.
Your Ag Edge weather continues with Joshua Clausen.
Recent frosts in western Kentucky raised some crop concerns, but Christian County Ag Extension agent Matt Futrell thinks most fared well.
I felt pretty good about the corn because most of the corn was small enough that growing point was still protected and probably not really hardly any replant anywhere that I've seen. I was a little more concerned about the wheat because we had so much wheat headed and it's pretty susceptible at that 32-degree freeze point.
The 10-day forecast across the state does not call for any more freezing temperatures. I'm Joshua Clausen with your Ag Edge weather.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients, the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold